twofold salvation. And Jesus entered into a ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And, behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. And, behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think you evil in your hearts? For whether is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise, and walk? Jesus had power to forgive sins. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then Jesus said to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up your bed, and go unto your house. And the man arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Matthew chapter 9 verse 1-7. Jesus preached the word. Jesus entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And Jesus preached the word to them. Then they came to Jesus, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near Jesus because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, saying, Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this. Mark 2-1:12. Where Jesus was, the Holy Spirit was present. Now it happened on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The Father honors faith in action. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, Man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? The Father is glorified in the healing. The Father is glorified, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. Luke chapter 5 verse 17-26. This is really important. You have to know this. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. This is the central truth Jesus declared, not only in word, but in visible power. When Jesus healed the paralyzed man, it was not merely to restore movement to lifeless limbs, but to prove an eternal reality. Jesus has the authority to cleanse sin and restore the soul. Forgiveness is not just a word, it is a divine act confirmed by the power of the living God. Where Jesus is present, the word is preached, faith takes action, and the power of the Lord is present to heal. The Father is glorified when the sinner is forgiven and the broken are restored. Let no one leave this truth undecided. This same Jesus still speaks today. He still sees faith. He still forgives sin. He still heals the broken. He still proves that His word is truth and His authority is absolute.